B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
On the line with us right now, Mr. Adam Schefter from ESPN. Good morning, Mr. Adam Schefter.
Mark, Trey, Bob, Philly, how is everybody doing post-July 4th?
Great.
Well, everyone's good? Everyone's feeling great?
Have all my digits, I'm good.
I was talking about this with my wife, because on the day that the Dolphins defensive tackle Kendrick Norton unfortunately and tragically lost his arm, left arm in an accident, she said, is there something like every July 4th? And I said, it sure seems like it. Like, there is something that usually goes wrong around that holiday. And I will also say that this seemed to be a quieter holiday than most. There's usually more mess-ups, screw-ups along the way. But this time, unfortunately, we heard the news about Kendrick Norton. But if you go back over July 4th weekends, I mean, there are people arrested, there are people shot, there are people in fireworks accidents, there are people in all sorts of things that you would never imagine. And it just, to me, if I'm talking about an NFL player the week of July 4th, it's bad news. It's just bad news.
That's why we're not going to ask you about any Philadelphia Eagles. We don't want you talking about them this close to the holiday.
Well, again, you don't want to be talking about anybody this close to camp. And camp, by the way, believe it or not, opens 1 week from today. The Broncos report to camp a week from today. 1 week from today.
Wow.
Oh, that sucks.
Crazy, right? Yeah, I had a friend stop me over to see this friend. He's like, in the summer, I'm like, my summer's basically over right now. Like, I got about a week left.
Are they playing in the Hall of Fame game?
Yeah, they are. But not only do the Broncos report a week from today, but the Arizona Cardinals rookies report 1 week from today. The Seahawks and Ravens rookies report 1 week from today. So that noise you hear is the NFL coming marching up to your door and getting ready to barge on through, because it's getting real close here.
Now, Adam, I got to ask you about a certain player's value, because the last 2 years for him haven't been so great. Connor Barwin was in studio with us yesterday, and he's got a great foundation, Make the World Better. He does great work here in Philadelphia. Yeah. He does great work in the community. We love the guy. He's had a pretty good NFL career. But the last 2 years, obviously down years out in Los Angeles with the Rams, and then last year only playing really in, I believe, starting six games for the Giants before they started to go young. I don't want to call it a campaign, but he's definitely expressed interest, and kind of who wouldn't right now, in joining the Philadelphia Eagles again as being a, as he put it, a Chris Long type of player, veteran leader that still has something left in the tank. What value do you think a guy like Connor Barwin has right now in the NFL?
Well, obviously he's still on the street, right? So that tells you something right there. He's only 32 years old. And again, he was in Philadelphia from 2016 to 16, I believe. So you're talking about a guy here who, again, I think somebody like that, particularly for a team like the Eagles, if they were to suffer some sort of training camp injury to a pass rusher, I think he, you know, at that point in time, that'd be like the first guy that you turn to try to bring in. He's a guy you want to have on your team and you want to have in your locker room. I don't know how much. What did he tell you about how much he has left? You tell me.
Oh, I mean, Trey can play tomorrow. Hold on.
Should I be filing that Trey's coming back?
No, you don't have to worry about that.
Oh my, Adam, please tweet that. Please tweet that. Sources say Trey Thomas is approaching a comeback.
No.
I got to hear from the man himself. Trey, is that true?
Oh, no, you don't have to worry about that.
maybe the tweet should be, sources say Trey Thomas is considering a comeback. Said Thomas, no, you don't have to worry about that.
There you go.
Thomas finally denied the rumor.
Well, what's he gonna say, Adam? No. Connor told us that he's got plenty. He's, you know, like you said, he's 32 years old. He still sees himself playing for a few more years in this league before he wants to hang it up. He's not close to that just now. He expressed his frustration with how things worked for the Giants last year, not just with the team's record, but with the fact that they went so young early in the season and he didn't get to play a lot. So he still feels like he has a lot to offer the game, especially when it comes to that veteran leadership type role.
I'm not going to argue with him. I agree with that. And it's the question of, you know, numbers in the 90-man roster and how it fits and how they see the roster. And does he want more than the veteran minimum? I'm sure he probably does, right? So can they do that? Do they want to do that? I mean, there are a lot of just questions you have to ask yourself at this point in time. To me, just on the basis of it, I wouldn't rule it out. It makes sense. It's plausible. And we'll see whether or not that gains any traction here in the coming days and weeks.
So the other thing that we got into a little bit here wasn't necessarily with Connor, but it revolves around that importance of leadership in a locker room. And one of the things, and I'm not saying that you walked into the Eagles locker room in 2017 and you knew from the first day that they were going to do something special. All you really knew was that they had a great locker room already, like out of training camp. They just seemed like a really close-knit group of guys. And then they, of course, went on to win the Super Bowl. But Connor talked about veteran leadership. And then yesterday, Lane Johnson comes out on the NFL Network and talks about how Carson Wentz seems like he's got a totally different attitude. Like, everything's blocked out. He's laser focused on the game and, like, basically was gushing over his quarterback. And you could file that under, well, what's he going to say? But how important is that, really? Like, some people think it doesn't matter, but how important is it to have that kind of veteran leadership in a locker room?
I believe that that is one of the most overrated aspects that there is in football. And let me tell you why. Because, again, if your team is winning, during the season, it's going to be a great locker room. It just is. Now, there'll be some guys that, of course, you can't trust and count on. But by and large, if your team is winning, I think most guys are always going to fall right in line. And everyone's going to be happy to be there. And everyone's going to be getting along. And everyone's going to be pleased to be around each other. When you're winning, the building smells better. It looks better. Everything seems nicer. And you said, what great leadership we have. And then the minute you start losing, oh, we pin it back on missing veteran leadership. You know, a team doesn't have the chemistry, whatever it is. I just think those things, look, you need great people in the locker room. And I think we all could agree that this team has a good enough nucleus that you could say if they're going to start winning that it's got great people, great men in the locker room. Now, that is why if they do win, yeah, they're going to be a team that people say, boy, they've got great veteran leadership. And if they don't, let me ask you a question. If this team started, you know, 3-6, do you think we're going to talk about how great this veteran leadership is and how good the locker room is?
Of course not. Of course not.
No. I this is just me, my feeling. I just think that those things are tied to winning and losing, and they become convenient cliches to kind of point to. I think it's important for people to pick the right men who are made of the right stuff in the draft and free agency. And I think we all would agree that the Eagles have more than their fair share of those kinds of guys. They've got the right people. But in terms of the locker room leadership, it just falls right into line whether you're winning or losing to me. That's me.
Shefty, we've been talking all morning about change because the NBA came out and said they're going to make some rule changes where coaches can challenge. So we're talking about change. Is there something within the game or maybe outside of the game about the NFL that you would change?
Well, I've always thought that it's ridiculous that teams have to deactivate players when they're playing them. And I know that the league talks about it being a competitive advantage, that if a team is decimated by injuries, they can only dress 46 players, and that's the way it goes. But you know what? There are teams that lose star players to injuries, and that's a devastating blow, too. And you're paying all 53 guys on Sunday, and it's a tough sport, and it's hard, and the more people you have, the better it is for everybody. Why should somebody who worked all week long all of a sudden on Sunday not be made to play? I never liked that rule, personally. I always thought that everybody should be active on Sunday. And if one team has 10 guys who are hurt, that's the way it is that week. You hope that these guys can get better soon because everybody at some point in time will have a lot of guys hurt. To me, all 53 guys would be active. We would start there, but I mean, there are so many things that I could point to with the league that I would change. So,
how about a rule? How about a rule in game, Shefty?
You know, I'm not a big in game rule kind of guy, but I have always felt that, and they've started to go this way, that a coach is given three challenges that the coach should be allowed to use those challenges on whatever he wants. If I give you $50 in allowance and you want to go spend $50 on beer, that's your choice. And if you want to go take the $50 and buy $50 worth of mutual funds, that might be a better selection. But you get three challenges to use how you want. If you want to challenge a penalty call, that's your right. If you want to challenge a pass interference call, the official threw a flag on, that's your right. Three challenges. You get both right, you get a third, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, they should not be restricted, coaches, in the way that they get to use their challenges.
Adam, last thing for you here. I want to jump into this because, unfortunately, we lost the actor Rip Torn yesterday. We just found that out. 88 years old, excuse me. And I want you to rank these movies. And I don't know if you've seen them or not, so I'm just going to take a shot in the dark here. If you could rank these Rip Torn movies, Men in Black, Dodgeball, Freddy Got Fingered. What do you got?
I had not seen a single one of them, so I would rank them Shawshank Redemption, and then maybe The Notebook.
The Notebook is a beautiful
Trey
movie.
Trey Thomas loves The Notebook.
I watch it all the time.
Wait, was Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank,
hey,
what was it?
Come on over. We'll watch The Notebook and eat.
No, you can't watch it with a dude.
No.
Sorry,
it's a beautiful
Shefty.
Love story.
Yeah,
beautiful
you can't watch it with a dude. Shefty, what was your second movie? I missed it.
Well, Shawshank would be the
right
one.
Totally.
That I've ever seen. I Forrest Gump came to mind. Forrest Gump would be my top 5 to 10
movies. Oh, wow.
Movies.
All right. Yeah.
I love that. You know, I'll give you a couple other movies that I love. I love the movie Walk the Line.
Oh, yeah, great movie.
Yeah, Walk the Line.
I love the movie Ray.
Yeah,
Ray Charles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was fantastic. Trying to think of other movies that just pop into my head right now. I mean, those are movies that just stand out to me.
You see Shawshank, definitely.
Shawshank.
Maybe I just missed my friend. Adam Schefter, always great catching up with you. We appreciate you coming on per usual. Talk to you next week, brother.
Guys, when we get back next week, camps will be open.
Camps will be and maybe by then Connor Barwin will be an Eagle and Trey Thomas will be an Eagle again. So there you go.
And if not, he and I have our feet popped up on my couch eating popcorn and watching The Notebook.
Beautiful love story.
Adam,
beautiful
love story. Thanks, brother. Take it easy, man.
Take care.
All right. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.